Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chickling.
And today we are talking about a literature article. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be reading a story and then kind of talk about it. But I kind of want to talk about aliens, because that's sort of part of our story mm-hmm. today. So do you believe in aliens?
I do.
Okay. Tell me about it.
There's so many planets in mm-hmm. this universe, mm-hmm. and definitely there's going to be something that's different from us out there.
Okay.
But I've never seen them before. I would really want to see one.
So are you one of those people that believes that there's aliens on Earth, that sort of thing?
No, I don't. But yeah. I think they're actually looking at us, maybe from a very far away okay. place.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of with you. I don't mm-hmm. believe that aliens have ever been to Earth, mm-hmm. but I agree that there are so many planets mm-hmm. and galaxies and suns out there, stars out there, that we can't say that they don't exist.
Yeah.
So I imagine there's life out there somewhere, but if we'll ever know, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to today's article and find out if aliens, or what aliens have to do with today's story.
Reading.
Ender's Game. In the future, people can travel into space. Years ago, they fought a war with aliens called the Buggers, who nearly wiped out humans. However, the government fears the aliens will return one day. Now the smartest teenagers in the world go to battle school. There they learn how to command fleets in case the Buggers attack again. 9-year-old Andrew Ender Wiggin is one of the best students at battle school. He can beat difficult computer games and win war games, which are an important part of his studies there. However, the teachers don't let him have friends because they want him to focus on his training. The teachers put Ender in charge of his own team for the war games. His team members aren't as strong as other players and are often at a disadvantage. Still, Ender's team always wins. When Ender graduates from battle school, he is sent to command school. The teachers there force him to play simulated strategy games against the Buggers.
Right. I hope you're as excited to get into this story as I am. The first line in the article says, "In the future, people can travel into space." All right, so we're not talking about 2018 mm-hmm. in this story. We're talking about a long time in the future. Things are a lot different. Mm-hmm. The technology is more advanced. Mm-hmm. We can travel into space right now, but we can basically only mm-hmm. go to the moon and Mars. Mm-hmm. So let's find out what continues to happen here. It says, years ago, they fought a war with aliens called the Buggers, who nearly wiped out humans. All right, let's find out what an alien is.
So an alien mm-hmm. is a hypothetical being mm-hmm. from another world.
Right.
我们可能没有看过。所以好几年前呢，人类跟这种叫做 Buggers 的外星人打了一场战争。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in the article it said that the Buggers, this alien race, wiped out humans. To wipe something out means to completely destroy or get rid of something. We often use this phrase when we talk about the dinosaurs. We have ideas about what wiped the dinosaurs out, but no one really knows for sure why they're not here anymore. Yeah. So it basically just means to destroy something completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As an example, we might say, the whole village was wiped out by a landslide after the terrible storm.
Alright, 所以 wipe out 在这边就是指彻底摧毁的意思。那在这一场战争中呢，外星人几乎把整个人类都摧毁了。So however, it could also mean to clean the inside of something. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can say, can you wipe out the fridge for me? You using a cloth? We mm-hmm. sometimes we say that, 就是口语上我们会这样用。Okay, so we'll take a look at a few sentences here. Mm-hmm. We can say, all these problems at work really wiped me out. Yeah, 就是工作上这些问题把我累坏了、mm-hmm. 也有 wear somebody out 的意思。那刚我们说拿把东西擦干净啊，我们就可以说 Could you grab a towel and wipe the fridge? 你可以拿个毛巾把冰箱擦干净吗、
mm-hmm. Alright, so humans almost got wiped out. Not completely.、Yeah. There's still some left because, of course,、mm. there need to be humans for us to talk about. It says here, however, the government fears the aliens will return one day. Okay, so there was a war. Now it's the future. But the government thinks that the aliens might come back,、mm-hmm. which is kind of scary. Okay, so let's find out who is feeling kind of worried right now. That's、okay. the government.A government is the group of people that work to run a country, a city, and maybe a state or、mm-hmm. a province, that sort of thing, a district. Now, for example, a president is the leader of the government for some countries, and a mayor is the leader of a government for a city. Here's an example. In many countries...People can vote for the people they want in their government.
Okay, 所以 government 就是政府的意思。所以这些政府其实还是会害怕外星人会回来去攻击人类哦。所以 government is a noun,、mm-hmm. but if we take off the M-E-N-T at the end of this word, it will become a verb. 我们就变成 govern, which means controlling or managing a country,、mm-hmm. city, or a group of people. As usual, we'll take a look at a few sentences here.、Mm-hmm. 我们可以说啊,The situation got out of the government's control. 情况超出了政府可以操控的范围哦。或者是呢 ,India was governed by Great Britain for many years. 印度呢以前是被英国统治了好几年。
That's right. Okay, so the government is worried about these aliens, the buggers. And so it's going to do something about、mm-hmm. this, just in case they do come back.It says here in the article, now the smartest teenagers in the world go to battle school. Now, that sounds pretty intense.、Yeah. Let's find out what a battle is. This noun is a large fight between two groups, such as two groups of enemy soldiers. For instance, a battle is usually one small part of a large war. That's how we usually、mm-hmm. use it.As an example, we could say, my grandfather fought in many battles during World War II.
Okay, so battle 就是战斗或者是战役的意思哦。在这边是一个名词 but it could also be used as a verb.
That's right.、
Mm-hmm. 对啊，当它是动词的时候 it means to fight, to compete, or to try hard to achieve something in a difficult situation.
Right.
所以我们可以说 to battle for something.、
Mm-hmm.
我们就可以说 they're battling for justice.
Right.
他们为正义而战。或者是呢 Henry passed away last summer after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease.、
Mm-hmm.
对就是可能你跟病魔对抗的那个 battle, 我们可以用 battle 来说。
Right. Okay, so in battle school, they're going to this school, they're obviously going to learn how to fight, right?、
Yeah.
Here it says in the article, there, they learn how to command fleets in case the buggers attack again. Okay, so...They're not just learning how to fight, they're learning how to command. Remember, they're the smartest students,、
yeah.
right? So you want them to be leaders. And that's why we use this verb, command. When you command a group of people, such as a group of soldiers, you are responsible for ordering them to do something, such as fight in a battle. So basically,、mm-hmm. they're going to be the leader of the battle,、
yeah.
right? They're going to tell everyone、mm-hmm. what to do in the fight. Here's an example.The general commands several troops of soldiers. Of course, a troop of soldiers is a group of soldiers.
所以 command 这个字呢可以当动词或者是名词哦。那这边当动词就是有指挥的意思。所以在 battle school 呢他们可以学会怎么指挥舰队所以以防万一呢外星人又入侵了。So it's a verb here, and besides meaning to give an order, it also means to control something or somebody. And sometimes it also has the meaning of deserving something good,、for example, like money, respect, and so forth. So we can say, the captain commanded the man to march.John, 长官呢命令这些人往前走 or he was one of those physicians who commanded respect. 他是那一些有受到尊重的医生之一哦。So, 当它是变成名词的时候 it can mean the control you have over somebody or something, or it can stand for an order or good knowledge of something. So we can say, the soldiers are under the command of a famous general. 这些士兵呢是在一位有名的将军指挥之下。Or, my brother has a good command of French. 这个是最常用的 has a good command of something, 就是对某件事情很熟很了解。所以这句的意思就是我哥哥对法语很熟。
Okay, so what is it that these students are learning to command? We use the noun fleet in that sentence. Now, could you help us define this word?
So fleet means a group of ships all of the ships in a country's navy.、
Mm-hmm.
所以它是有船队的意思啊。所以刚刚有提到在战斗学校里面呢，学生会学习怎么指挥这一些船队。
Okay, now we also used another phrase in that sentence that we should talk about. We used the phrase in case or in the case that. Now here we're using this phrase、to say if the aliens attack again, the students will be ready to go to war. So、mm-hmm. we're basically using it to mean、mm-hmm. if, right? So here's another example. There's a store close to the hotel where we can buy things in case we've forgotten anything. Now, we could also say there's a store close to the hotel、mm-hmm. if we've forgotten something.、
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in case 就是以防万一或者是假如刚刚老师也有提到嘛，就是 if 的意思。那我们刚刚也有提到啊，学生被送去 battle school 学习是以防万一外星人又回来了哦。好，所以我们就可以说，哎 ，bring the umbrella with you just in case it rains.、
Mm-hmm.
带雨伞哦，可能会下雨，以防万一。Or in case she calls, if she calls, let me know right away.、
Mm-hmm.
假如她打来，马上跟我说。
Okay, so let's get to the main hero of this book.
Okay,
okay? So the article tells us that it is 9-year-old Andrew Ender Wiggin, and he's one of the best students at Battle School.、
Mm-hmm.
So 9-year-old Andrew Ender Wiggin is one of the best students at Battle School. Now, we used the word Ender, or the name Ender, in、mm-hmm. quotation marks, to show that this is his nickname,、
mm-hmm.
and that's probably what we'll call him from、uh-huh. now on.、Okay. So his name is Andrew, but we'll call him Ender.、
Mm-hmm.
And it also says he can beat difficult computer games and win war games,which are an important part of his studies there. Now, once again,、mm-hmm. we've used the quotation marks around the word war games.、
Yeah.
We aren't going to tell you why yet, but you will find out、mm-hmm. why we've done that quite soon. Of course, war games are kind of just like these computer games、mm-hmm. that you are pretending to fight in a war,、mm-hmm. right? So that's what we're seeing there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.Okay, let's continue on in the article. It says, however, the teachers don't let him have friends because they want him to focus on his training. Now, that doesn't sound like、
yeah.
a lot of fun. Okay, we learned in that sentence that the teachers want Ender to focus on his training. They don't even let him have friends. This noun, training, is the process of teaching someone to do something new, such as a skill or a job. It comes from the verb train, T-R-A-I-N. Now, when you start a new job, you might have to go to training. At training, someone will teach you or train you how to do your job. Here's an example sentence. You have to have several years of training to become a lifeguard.
Training 就是训练的意思。So usually before we start in a company, we receive staff training,、
mm-hmm.
就是员工的培训。那我们也可以用 training 这个字呢。所以年龄仅仅九岁的这个 Ender, 他是学校最优秀的学生之一哦。然后他不止很难的电脑游戏都可以赢啊，他模拟的战争游戏也都可以胜利。但是重点是呢，老师都不要让他交朋友。The teachers don't let him make friends, 因为他们希望 Ender 可以把所有的 focus 都放在训练上。So training is the noun,、mm-hmm. as Aaron mentioned.、
Mm-hmm.
那 train is the verb.、Mm-hmm. 我们就可以说 to train somebody to do something. 所以我们就可以说 I train my dog to make me coffee in the morning.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, 我训练我的狗早上帮我泡咖啡。Or her experience as a kindergarten teacher was good training for parenthood.、
Mm-hmm.
她以前当幼稚园老师的经验可以当成她以做父母前的培训。
Okay, well...this poor guy, Ender,、
yeah.
this poor 9-year-old boy, all he gets to do is play these war games. He doesn't get any friends, but,、
mm-hmm.
you know, he does really well with the war games.、
Yeah.
So he is going to sort of move up in the school, and that's why it says here, the teachers put Ender in charge of his own team for the war games. Now, that's I suppose if you don't get to have any friends, mm-hmm. you do want to do well in your career. So I guess that's good. Here's what they're doing. They're putting somebody in charge. We can also say putting somebody in charge of something. Now, when you put somebody in charge of something, you give them control of that thing. So let's say if your parents want to go away for a small vacation, but you have to stay home, your parents may put your grandparents in charge. That means your grandparents are going to take care of you and tell you what to do while your parents are gone. Mm-hmm. Now, if they're nice like my grandparents are, they might give you lots of cake and cookies and ice cream. But maybe not everybody's grandmother did that. All right, here's an example sentence. I'm going to put Shelly in charge of the office while I'm away on a business trip.
所以 put somebody in charge 就是赋予某个人责任或者是重任的意思。So we can say, the boss put me in charge of the new project and I'll definitely do my best. 就是老板能把这个新计划很重要的新计划交给我，那我一定会尽力去做的。或者是呢，Are you really putting him in charge of the company you've spent your whole life building?
No.
你真的要把你花了一生心血建立的公司给他负责吗？
Okay, well, let's find out a little bit about his team. It says here, his team members aren't as strong as other players and are often at a disadvantage. Doesn't sound good. Yeah.
好，那我们来看一下这边的文法哦。所以这种句型呢，就是属于形容词原级比较的基本用法，代表呢两个东西之间有相同的特色或者是特征。那否定我们就加上一个 not， 所以就是 not as 或者是 so 跟一个形容词再加 as 怎么样 as something。那 as usual， we will look at the sentences here。我们可以说 the weather this summer is as bad as last year。今年夏天的天气跟去年一样糟，所以 as bad as something。那如果是否定呢，不一样糟的话，我们就可以说 the weather this summer is not as bad as last year。今年夏天天气没有比去年的糟。那有时候我们也会搭配一些程度副词啊，像是 almost, just, quite 或者是 nearly 这些字来修饰。For instance, 我们就用刚刚那个句子再来放进去试试看哦。那我们就可以说The weather this summer is just as bad as last year. Or, the weather this summer is nearly as bad as last year.
Okay, so in that sentence, it said that his team members not being as good sometimes put them at a disadvantage. Could you help us out with this noun disadvantage?
So, a disadvantage is a condition that causes problems, especially problems that cause something or somebody to be less successful than the other people or the other things.
Right.
那我们就可以说呢 at a disadvantage, 就是这个是常常用的用法，意思就是说呢，你处于不利的地位。So, when somebody is at a disadvantage, it means that the person is in a situation where he or she is less likely to succeed than others.
Right.
So, let's make a sentence with disadvantage. So we can say, one disadvantage of living in the big city is the lack of tranquility compared to the countryside. 所以生活在大城市的一个缺点就是跟乡村比起来相对缺乏比较宁静，就不能那么安静了。
Okay, so even though they're not as good and it's kind of they're in the situation that might make them not as successful, it says here in the article, still, Ender's team always wins. That's great news. Yeah.And then it continues to say, when Ender graduates from battle school, he is sent to command school. So he's doing even better, okay? So here's what's happened. He's graduated from school. Now, when you graduate, you finish all your studies at that school and leave it because you have finished successfully. We often talk about graduation in high schools and university.Now, as an example, we might say, Michael graduated from law school and started working for a law office in the city.
See, graduate 就是毕业的意思。It's usually accompanied by from, so graduate from a certain school. And it's a verb here, however, when it's used as a noun, it means a person who has completed studies at a school, 就是有毕业的人的意思。Or who has received a degree from a university or a college.
Right.
那我们就可以说啊, I will have graduated from the college by the time you come back from Korea. 你从韩国回来那个时候呢,我已经大学毕业了。 Or in Taiwan, some graduates, 这边就是毕业生的意思, some graduates from famous colleges still need to work for minimum wage. Oh, that's so sad. Mm-hmm. 就是台湾呢,有一些明星大学的学生还是要从最低的工资开始做起。
Okay, well, let's get to the end of our article mm-hmm. here. It says the teachers there, that's at Command School, force him to play simulated strategy games against the buggers. Now, what's simulated mean?
Simulated, it's something that's made to look like or have the features of something else. Mm-hmm. 就是模拟的意思嘛。所以这个 games, these games that Andrew plays...At the moment, are not real, but simulated. Mm-hmm. 就是他玩的游戏其实是虚拟的，是模拟的。
Right, so they're not real. Okay, so these are also strategy games. Now, strategy has two main meanings. The first is that a strategy is a set of planned actions that will help you achieve a certain goal. So it's like, these are all the steps that I'm going to do to achieve my goal.Okay, so the second meaning is a strategy can be the planned actions that happen during a battle or a war. So here in the article, we're talking about some games where you follow a plan to win a battle or war against the aliens. So we've kind of combined those two.
Mm-hmm. 所以 strategy 就是策略的意思，那么在文章中就是战略的意思嘛。It's a noun, 是名词哦。那我们就可以说We need to decide before next Friday what marketing strategy we should use for our new products. Okay. 我们要在下个礼拜五前决定好新产品的行销策略 strategy, 策略的意思。
Okay, well, we're going to leave you here with Ender at Command School playing these simulated games. And we'll come back and finish up our story tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. For now, we're going to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, should people be treated differently because they are smarter or more talented? Why or why not?
Okay, well, I guess that's a tricky one to answer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, I think yes, because, I mean...I like to think that it's going to be treated differently in a good way, right? Not like to go kill aliens or play these war games or something like that. But you should encourage those things. But, I mean, you should also be encouraging the other people to sort of do more, right? So I think that you should reward people who exhibit their talents. Yeah. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.All right, well, what about you guys? What do you guys think? Should people be treated differently? Remember, there's no wrong answers when you're using opinions. So give your opinion and talk about it. We have to say goodbye for today, so we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ender's Game. In the future, people can travel into space. Years ago, they fought a war with aliens called the Buggers.Who nearly wiped out humans. However, the government fears the aliens will return one day. Now the smartest teenagers in the world go to battle school. There they learn how to command fleets in case the buggers attack again. 9-year-old Andrew Ender Wiggin is one of the best students at battle school. He can beat difficult computer games,and win war games, which are an important part of his studies there. However, the teachers don't let him have friends because they want him to focus on his training. The teachers put Ender in charge of his own team for the war games. His team members aren't as strong as other players and are often at a disadvantage. Still, Ender's team always wins.When Ender graduates from battle school, he is sent to command school. The teachers there force him to play simulated strategy games against the buggers.
Vocabulary Review. Government.According to government officials, people will need to pay for plastic bags next year. Battle. The Battle of Gettysburg plays an important role in American history. Command. The general commands thousands of soldiers and must make important decisions in battle. Command. All the soldiers started running at the general's command. Training. Every employee of this company takes a 3-day training course to get familiar with the job. Graduate. Andrea still has no idea about what to do after she graduates from college. Strategy. The new manager helped the boss develop a number of strategies to deal with the problem.